This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A new $20 state initiative will support youth mental health grants in schools. The Colorado Attorney General's office is tapping into settlement money from a lawsuit against e-cigarette manufacturer Juul. That company helped spark a nationwide epidemic of teen vaping. Attorney General Phil Weiser.
Kids are suffering. If kids are not able to be mentally healthy, they are not going to be learning.
Governor Polis has signed legislation creating a task force to improve educator safety in classrooms. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
About a third of Colorado teachers said in a recent survey they'd experienced physical abuse by a student in the past 2 years. At committee hearings on the bill, teachers and district staff described an increase in aggressive behavior and student attacks that in some cases sent teachers to the emergency room. The task force will look at the impact of funding needs, staffing ratios, and incidents of student behavior. It will also consider broader support for things like food, mental health, and disparities in resources. It will report back to the legislature next year. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
The director of Colorado's Air National Guard officially retires today. Lieutenant General Michael Lowe has served in the Air Force for over 40 years. He joined the Colorado Air National Guard in 1991, going on multiple deployments, including commanding combat operations in both Gulf Wars. Lowe's retirement ceremony is this afternoon at 4 at the Wings Over the Rockies Air and Space Museum in Denver. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.